This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom. And the word that I have from the Lord today, very simple. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. When we started this radio ministry, I sent out a letter to all my friends who are at the cenacle. Oh, I collected thousands of dollars for radio. And I needed to make a decision. What do I do with these thousands of dollars? They're going to be for radio, of course. And if I have all this money, I could be on for, let's say, 4 months. But the Lord tells me, what you get, you've got to give 10% back to me. So I made a big decision. 10% went to the Lord. And if the radio broadcast didn't work out, at least I was obedient, giving the Lord what the Bible says, my first 10%. But that's 41 years ago. And we've done the same thing every month. I do the same thing when I'm paid. At least 10% goes to God and for his people. That's the way it is. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what economic people tell you, economists. 10% of your money, you can just rip it up. It doesn't mean anything. That's amazing. I heard that on the Oprah show. 10% of your money, you can just rip it up. It doesn't mean anything. I tell you, God said, give it to me. Give it to me. And the word says, give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. When we started radio, I collected thousands of dollars from my friends, and I had to make the big decision. Do I get 10% for God and for other ministries? But this 10% could keep me on for a couple of months extra. Or do I send it out? I decided to send it out. And we've been here 41 years by the grace of God, doing the same thing, sending it out, 10% at least, to other ministries, to people who are in need. That's what we do. That's the biblical way. And you know what? I think people who are pastors of the churches in the United States of America have no idea that the first 10% that's collected goes to the Lord himself. I tell you, God multiplies it. God knows how to do it. This, I'm telling you, something I've done for years and years and years, and done with the radio years and years and years. 10% means nothing. Gift given to God. Give and you shall receive. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. It's so simple. God so loved the world that he gave. And if we are children of God, we've got to be givers, like Daddy. Givers, not only money, of our time, of our talent, of our treasure. Give, and you shall receive. That's what we're called to do. That's what you're called to do. That's what I'm called to do. And you know what? We do it, by God's grace. When we started radio, I had told you before, we collected thousands of dollars from my friends. And I had to make the decision. All these thousands of dollars, 10% of it, would put me on radio for how many extra months? More than a couple. So what did I do? I said, no. We're going to give 10% away, even as the Lord has taught us in the scripture. That's what we did. And we're here 41 years later, by the grace of the living God. I only tell you what I'm doing myself. I do myself with the money I get. I give much more than 10% away. Because you know what? Let me tell you about money. Money are green pieces of paper with dead presidents' pictures on them. That's what money is. Green pieces of paper with dead presidents' pictures on it. And not all presidents. For Benjamin Franklin, on the $100 is not a president. But you get the message. Money, I tell you, I've never been in want. I've never been in want. We've paid all our radio bills. We don't beg people, oh, we're going to go off the air. You're going to help me. No, no, no. If God orders a hamburger, he'll pay for it. If God orders a T-bone steak, he'd pay for it. We've got to find out what God's ordering, so he'd pay for it. That's easy. And I believe that. Monsignor Waltz taught me that. If God gives you the money for a hamburger, the hamburger price, he'll pay for it. And the T-bone steak, he'll pay for it if it's from God. God gives, and he says, the Lord gives. What does it say? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We need, as Christian Catholics, and as Christians who are not Catholics, to be givers. Givers of the word. Givers of our finances. Givers of our talents. Givers. Just like Daddy. Because we're children of God. And how is God showing himself? By giving us Jesus. So we've got to be givers. And also receivers. I know some people are better givers than receivers. God wants us to receive from him the fruit of the first blessings of our money. The fruit. God wants us to experience fruit. He wants to bless us. I don't believe that God's children should be in want. If all of God's children were doing with money what the Bible tells us to do, I don't think there'd be a want. Because God said, the first 10% belongs to me. And I believe that we've done it, and we continue to do it. In my life, I remember when I first got my first paycheck as a priest, it wasn't much. It's like 500 and some odd dollars for the whole month. So what do I do? I said, well, I've been talking about giving to the Lord, so 10% of this is going to God. He'll show me where I need to put it. And that's what I did. And it wasn't difficult for me to do, because God honors what he says. He honors it. Give and you shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. But not only money. Oh, God has given you talent. God has given you an ability to do something to bless people. Use it for God's glory. Go bless people with the talent God's given you. Go bless them. That's what you're called to do. Not collecting money, but bless people. I know people who cook well, and they bless people, other people, with their cooking. Isn't that wonderful? I know other people, and I'm thinking of some man who is rich, and he blesses people with his money. I know that. Once I received a check from him. One day, many years ago, I don't remember if we were in need of money on the radio, but I got the idea. My friend in St. Louis is going to send me $10,000. Now, I never preached that. I would never tell people, got to send me $10,000. But one day I thought, I'm going to get $10,000 from this man in St. Louis. I forgot about what I said. And one day my mother called me on the phone when I was in Peabody. She said, Tommy, we've got a new check that's been here. I said, how much is it? She said, I don't know, but there's a lot of zeros on it. And guess what it was? It was $10,000. And we used it. And 1,000 of the 10 went for people that are not part of this ministry, for people who are needy, for people who are poor, for people who are destitute. That's the way it is. Don't hold on to your money. Money is like seed. As you plant it, it grows. I don't think about what I don't have. I think about what I do have. And I have more than I need by the grace of God. And he calls me to be a good steward with the money he's given me. And so I try to do that. So simple. So very simple. Some people say, you know, I can't afford it. And I'm going to tell you, I cannot afford not to give the first 10% to God. I cannot afford it. I'm going to do it because I'm going to be blessed. And I know people are struggling with money. When people come to me struggling with money, I tell them, I'm going to tell you something you're not going to like. I said, this is what I'm going to tell you, because you came to me. Start giving some of that away. But Father, I don't have... No, start giving some of that away. Maybe not 10%, but give some of it away as seed. When you plant seed, fruit grows. That's what I'm calling you to do. Plant seed. Give seed to somebody, to poor people, to the church. Use 10% of it. But I can't get along now. Don't worry about it. I remember Mr. Laubacher. Mr. Laubacher had so many children, beautiful children. And he was working with a man who was a Christian. And Mr. Laubacher had told the Christian that he couldn't make ends meet. And so the young man that was the Christian said to Mr. Laubacher, you need to take 10% and give it to God. And Mr. Laubacher said, I can't get along now. What about 10% to God? He said, God will show you what to do as you give the 10%. And he did. And guess what? He was able to pay his bills. Things happened. He got called to do more jobs. I tell you, it all works out. It all works out. And I'm going to tell you, we as Catholics have not taught our people how to give. We have not. We almost make excuses. Well, you know what? We're in need because it's winter and we need money for the fuel. Oh, no. You should not be collecting money for the fuel. You should have people giving 10% of their wealth, not all to the church. That's the way it goes. Simple. I tell you, 41 years on the radio, because 10% has gone to God's people. And I just do the same with my own money. That's what I do, because that's what God does. God says, do it. I say, oh, do it. Aye, sir, I'll do it. And we do it, and we're still here by the grace of God. The Bible tells us, and I'll say it again, given you shall receive, pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. It really works. It really works. Let me tell you, just yesterday, we went to a conference, and it was a wonderful conference. Our Blessed Mother's Conference, Our Lady Conference, all about Jesus. So wonderful. We went on a Sunday. I went with Anthony and Alexandra. And what happened is I got put in the corner and all these people start coming to me to be prayed with. So I was delighted to pray with these people. I'd never seen these people. But they want someone to pray with them. So I started praying with a couple and I had lines. People are in need to be prayed with. They don't only need priests. They need you. Pray with people. You've got nothing to lose. Pray with people. My aunt in Everett, one day, as she was going to her prayer meeting, she started to hear from God. You've got to start helping people by giving, by giving. And so she started giving. She was always a giver, but she started giving more. And what happened? People being blessed, and her money was being multiplied. Oh, she wasn't rich. That's not true. But she got what she needed. The Bible is so simple. It says, give and you shall receive. pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. Money is like seed. The more seed you plant, the more crops you get. That way it is. But you see, it's got to be real. This is real to me. This is not only words that I'm telling you. I've planted those seeds, and I've received what God says. Now, people say, you should be talking about money. I'm telling you, the Bible talks more about money than it does about heaven. It does. Talks more about money than it does about heaven. What we do with our income shows where our lives are. Pressed down, shaken together, running over into the folds of your garment. I believe it, I know it, and I've experienced it. But it takes faith to do that. It does. It takes faith. Imagine, faith to give dead presidents on green pieces of paper to people or to ministries. It takes faith. Because you say, well, I don't have enough. It takes faith. Bible tells us, give and you shall receive. I believe it. I've experienced it. And I know it to be true. Oh, you don't have to send it to me. Open your hearts and send it to someone in need. We have people in Haiti that we help support. In Haiti, they have nothing. Oh, they have voodoo. But they have no food sometimes. They have no money sometimes. So what do? We bless Father Ilrich with what we have. Everything that comes into in season and out of season, 10% from the top goes to God. God taught me that. And I put it into practice the first year we started radio. I got so much money from the people I wrote to. Thousands of dollars to go on radio. And I had to make a decision. These thousands of dollars will keep me on the radio for 4 or 5 months. Now, if I tithe my money, I'm not sure that I'll be on 4 or 5 months. But I said, God said, tithe it, give it, and you'll receive it. That's what I did. And we've been here 41 years by the grace of God. I'm only telling you what I do. I'm not telling you something that I read about. I'm telling you what I do, and I'm telling you it works. It works because you know what? Money is the least of the problems that I have. Oh, I've got problems. Money is the least. Money is the least. It takes faith to give. And that's what it's all about. We as Catholics have not taught our people how to give. We're going to have a yearly collection. No. Yearly collection. Collection every Sunday should be great and wonderful. To keep God's work on board in the parish. That's what the money's for. And people are afraid to preach about money. I tell you, the Bible says more about money than heaven. What we do with our money shows where our hearts are. It's really true. Really true. From the beginning, as a young priest, I guess my paycheck in the beginning, so many years ago, 1979, was like $600 or $700 a month. And I had a car payment that had to be paid. And I had to decide, do I give 10% to God? I'm not going to make it if I do. But I said, you know what? I'm going to try to do it. And I did it. And it worked. God gave me everything I needed. And much more. Much more. I was called as a young priest to go out and preach. And they'd always give me money. And what did I do with that money? I didn't keep it for myself. It was God's money. I used it. And that's how we got on radio, with that money that I had amassed from people who blessed me after I prayed with them or listened to them or was with them for weeks. I used their money because we had money to go on radio. I didn't know how long we'd be there. We had money for 3 months. And that was years ago, 41 years ago. It really works. It takes faith to do it. It does. It takes faith to do it. And not too many people preach about it. But I'm telling you today, it works. And what does God say? Do it. Just do it. Don't worry about money. I tell you, it's the least of my problems. It's the least of my problems. People say, but Father Tom, how much money do you have to pay on radio to be on these stations? At the end of the year, I believe, it's just what I believe, is over $60,000. $60,000 over. You know I don't banter for money. God provides. What does he say? You order a hamburger, I'll pay for it. If I order a steak, I'll pay for it. You're going to know what he's ordering. Oh, I'm not going to New York to preach the gospel. Why? Because first of all, I wasn't sent there. Second of all, I don't have the money to go on in New York City. Oh, I'd love to do it, to preach to thousands of people. No, I haven't got the money to do it. And God has not asked me to do it. That's my ambition, not God's. So what do I do with my ambition? I just let it die. I don't need to be in New York. I need to be in Boston. That's where he calls me to be. I remember once when I went to Indiana to a conference. I was there to be blessed. Many years ago, many, many, many years ago, I wasn't blessed. As a matter of fact, I was tortured on that retreat. All this stuff started coming up in my life. And so, at the end of the conference, I took the plane back to Boston. And when I sat in my seat in the plane, I said to the Lord, I went there looking to bless people and to be blessed. I didn't get anything out of the time that I was there. And God spoke to me that moment. He says, your place is in Boston. That's what he said. That's so I said, amen. Amen. My place is in Boston. Why? That's where he called me to be. Not New York City, but Boston. That's so simple. I don't want to go anywhere that God doesn't want me to be. I want to go everywhere that God wants me to be because you know what? He'll pay for it. He'll pay for it. And this ministry, very simple. We don't get 1 cent from preaching. I don't need it by the grace of God. Every cent we get goes for radio time so that the word will be spoken and seed would be planted into the hearts of men and women and children. And it works. And it works. And you know what they say? If something works, don't try to fix it. Don't try to fix it. It works. And we'll continue to do it by the grace of God. Again, the Bible talks more about money than heaven. Oh, heaven is a reality. Thanks be to God. And your place in heaven is a reality if you love the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, it is a reality. He paid for it with the blood that he shed at Calvary. I tell you, that's what you're worth today. The blood that he shed at Calvary. That's what you're worth today. Not, St. Peter's epistle says, you were conceived and brought to birth not by any diminishable sum of silver or gold. You weren't bought with silver or gold, but you've been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. That's what you're worth. When you start thinking you're worth nothing, put a price tag on yourself, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Christ. That's what you're worth, the blood of the Lamb who went to the cross for you so you would not go to hell, so that you would be with him on the earth and that you would be with him eternally in heaven. It's all about it. He paid the price. I don't have to pay the price for heaven. Jesus paid the price with his blood. I just need to surrender to the Lord Jesus every day. That's what I need to do. He already made a way for me. As a matter of fact, he is the way. It's so simple. So simple. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to sing it to you. And it's so simple. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look straight in his glorious face. And the cares of the world, they will all disappear in the warmth of his glory and grace. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.